Mufreshim asked following kasha. They say, "V'hanachash haya arum." Right? That the nachash was shrewd, he's deceptive. So how did that happen? The nachash was arum because what? Because Hashem made him that way. I mean, that all the other animals in the gan, they were all tamim v'kasha, but Hashem made the nachash arum. And furthermore, the Mufreshim deal with the kasha that we see in the Torah that there's a communication which is taking place between the Nachash and the Isha. What language did the Nachash speak? So, regarding the second Kasha, so there's machlokes amongst the Rishonim and the Mefarshim. Some learn that the Nachash spoke in animal language. Again, the Nachash has been affected tremendously from the Chet, so which is very clear from the Torah. So whatever language the Nachash spoke, so Chava was able to understand it. Another pshat says, no, that the Nachash doesn't speak. Just that in the same way that we find that a Malach came and put a dibur, let's say, into the Ason, into the donkey's mouth of Bilam, so the same thing happened with the Nachash. That it was a dibur from the Malach, which is a little bit hard to swallow because the speaking of the Ason was a nes, which is mentioned in as one of the creations of Erev Shabbos, which took place in Maisa Bereshis, of which later on Chazal say that was a big nes. So if this was a nes equal to that, then it should also be mentioned there. Unless maybe we say that it's not mentioned there because this took place on Erev Shabbos, you know, to Maisa Bereshis. I mean, it was the same day, and maybe the nes of the Ason was a nes because it happened later, but this really wasn't a nes because maybe in the Gan at this time it was kind of expected or normal. It's the Shirish of that nes, quote unquote. Okay. Another pshat down in the Rishonim is that the Nachash didn't speak at all. That Chava understood from the sign language of the Nachash, and the Torah was expressing verbally the communications which took place. However, there's a psiksa, a medrash. I don't have the svarim in front of me. But the medrash says that the Nachash spoke b'lashon hakodesh to Chava. And the conversation, as it's recorded in the Torah, is the way that it took place. He says in the psiksa, because shteitin pasuk v'ha nachash haya arum, the Nachash was arum. He was also b'koyim zakufa. He was very tall. And he was very dignified. So we can assume that he spoke Lashon HaKodesh. What's the raya from V'hanachash haya arum? Sounds like he's learning maybe that arum is that he was like a sar, and Chazal say that he was really supposed to be like the Mishnah Lebalach Tadam HaRishon, as he brings a raya from the fact that he was B'koyim Zakufa, as if he had like a special place and status in the Gan, which other animals didn't have. But the lashon of Hanachash Hayarim is difficult to understand. So perhaps we can explain these ideas based on Chiddush and the Chizkuni, who says that the reason why the Nachash was Aram was because the Nachash had himself eaten from the Eitz Hadas Tevera. The reason why he didn't die, because he wasn't mitzvah not to eat from the Eitz Hadas Tevera. That was a mitzvah which was given over to the Adam. And even whether or not the Isha was mitzvah in the mitzvah is a big tumult in the Rishonim. But certainly the Nachash wasn't mitzvah in it. But by the mere fact that he ate from the Eitz Hadas Tevera means that he was a nifkam, that it affected him. And says the Chizkuni, the result of the eating from the Eitz Hadas Tevera was v'hanachash hayar. Which means to say that, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't create anything in the Gan which was not kosher and not good. The Nachash, from the fact that he ate, became pogum. So perhaps based on this Yisod of the Chizkuni, we can explain the Psikta. Because the Psikta said, V'hanachash haya arum, accounts for the fact that he spoke Lashon HaKadosh. Remember, this is not just an Eitz Hadas Ra, it's an Eitz Hadas Toivera. So perhaps we can explain that mitzad the chilek hara of the eitz v'hanachash haya arum, but mitzad the toiv of the eitz, he was able now to speak Lashon HaKodesh. And that's why the Psikta says he spoke Lashon HaKodesh because of Hanachash Hayara. He was Aram because he ate from the Eitz Hadas Tevera. He was deceptive because of the Chelak HaRa. But why did he speak Lashon HaKodesh? Because he spoke Tov. Because he ate the Chelak HaTov and now he's able to speak Lashon HaKodesh. This can explain very well the conversation which took place between the Nachash and the Isha. The Nachash says, as Rashi explains based on Chazal, V'yisim kelekim, that those who eat from the Eitz Hadas Tevera, they become godly. And he spoke Lashon Hara on his master, on the Ribbono Shel Olam, and he said, Hashem ate from this tree, and he also created the world. And the wish and the goal of Adam and Chava was not that they should just be B'tzelem U'dumus Elokim, but the Yisim Kelekim, that they should be like Hashem. And that's the real rutzon of every single Jew, is that Mahu Afatis, be like the Ribbono Shel Olam as much as possible. V'yiskadishim V'yisim Kedoshim. Ki Kardashani. So the Nachash said like this. I know firsthand that eating from the Eitz Hadas Tevera will be a very good thing for you. Take a look at me. I eat from the Eitz Hadas Tevera, and now I speak Lashon HaKodesh. That's one step further to being like Hashem. How did Hashem create the world? Chazal say that Hashem created the world with Lashon HaKodesh. And the Raya comes from Adam and Chava themselves, because the Torah says that Adam is calling his wife Isha, Ki Mei Ish, Luka Chazos, because Isha comes from the word Ish. So Chazal say, Vaistois, you see that Hashem created the world with Lashon HaKodesh. So the Nachash says, I'm not just making things up. I ate from the Eitz Hadas Tevera, and now I can speak Lashon HaKodesh. Imagine you already speak Lashon HaKodesh. If you can eat from the Eitz Hadas Tevera, and you already speak Lashon HaKodesh, I guarantee you, you'll be able to create worlds with your Lashon HaKodesh. V'yisim kelekim, you'll be yoytzu alumas. That's what the Torah says, V'teira ha'isha, that the Isha saw. Rashi says, V'teira ha'isha, as devar of shel ha'nachash, that she saw that the words of the Nachash were true. I mean, it wasn't just that she heard and she understood. She saw. I mean, she saw firsthand that look at the other animals in the Gan, nobody speaks. Or if they speak, they don't speak Lashon HaKodesh. Here the Nachash, he tells me, Eifan Eitz Hadas Tevera. He speaks Lashon HaKodesh. It goes very nicely with the Targum, because the Targum says, V'ha Nachash Haya Aram, V'ha Nachash Haya Chakim, that he was wise. Now, the Bubshat means that he was shrewd, that he used Chachma, that he went B'mirma. But another pshat is that by eating from the Eitz Hadas Tevera, he became chakim. He became smarter because that's what the Eitz Hadas does. It makes you wiser. And when the Nachash says to the Isha, V'yisim kelehim, that if you eat from the Eitz Hadas Tevera, that you'll be godly. So the Targum teaches, Rav Rivin Chakimin, that you'll be exceedingly great. Meaning to say like this, I eat from the Eitz Hadas Tevera, now I'm chakim, that I can speak Lashon HaKodesh. And by the way, every time there's a klal in Pnimiyas HaTorah that Kodesh goes along with Chachma all the time. So Chakim, according to that, means that spoke Lashon HaKodesh. But by you, Rav Ibn Chakim, and you already speak Lashon HaKodesh, you'll be able to create a world with your Lashon HaKodesh. It's called Rav Ibn Chakim. It'll be exceedingly wise if you eat the Eitz Hadas Tevera. What we see is that the Nachash was pouncing upon Chava from the fact that he was now able to speak Lashon HaKodesh. And this is really a hemshech to which we find in the coming parasha, in Parashas Tanayach, the whole sugya of the Haflaga. That the Haflaga, that they wished to rebel against the Ribbono Shel Olam because of the fact that they spoke Lashon HaKodesh. And the Zohar says so explicitly. The Zohar says that they were using the fact that they had spoke Lashon HaKodesh, because again, the Torah says, Hey, in kol ha'ar at Safa Achas, the only language was Lashon HaKodesh at the time. And the Zohar says that because of the fact that they spoke Lashon HaKodesh, again, I don't have the exact Lashon in front of us, that they used that as a siyu alahem. They were using that as a tool to rebel against the Ribbono Shel Olam. We see from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished them by what? Taking away the Lashon HaKodesh and now giving them Shivim Lashonis, which is what the Torah says, Chazal explain it, that Hashem took away their weapon, right? It wasn't just that they had an achta because they all spoke Lashon HaKodesh. They were trying to use the segulus of Lashon HaKodesh as their ammunition against Hashem Yisbarach. Because again, Lashon HaKodesh wasn't just Stam Lashon, it's the Lashon of Maisa Bereishis. That they wished to use that against the Ribbono Shel Olam, but Hashem says no. When the Torah tells us that Hashem gave them Shivul Lashonis and he took away Lashon HaKodesh, it means that he took away their weapons and now he replaced it with just Stam languages of the world. So therefore, the Dor HaFlaga is really like a hemshech of the fact that the Nachash was trying to deceive Adam and Chava through the fact that he now spoke Lashon HaKodesh. And it fell into hands which can now do harm with lashon chodesh. Fast forward a few thousand years, not a thousand years, to Yosef and Mitzrayim. Yosef goes down to Mitzrayim, he's in the bar. He comes up, and he becomes the Mishneh Lemelech. And Chazal say that there were those who wanted to push Yosef into the house of the Malchus, but he was puzzled, some argued, because he didn't speak the Lashonis of the world. He didn't speak Shivim Lashonis. So Chazal say, Bo Gavriel. Gavriel came, and he taught Yosef in an instant all 70 Lashonis. To the point that he was even one up now in Para. As the Pasuk says, Svas liyadati eshma. The Paro said, I don't understand this Lashon which Yosef speaks. Yosef speaks Lashon HaKodesh. He's an Ish Ivri. I don't speak that Lashon. And that was very important when it came to whether or not Yaakov would be able to leave Mitzrayim to be Virgin Eretz Yisrael. Because Paro said, no way, no how. Not allowing him to leave. You know the brachas that Yaakov brings to the land of Eretz Mitzrayim? But Yaakov made Yosef take a shua. Yosef had to. So how did Yosef overcome Paro? So Chazal said that Yosef told Paro, either you let me bring Yaakov, my father, to Eretz Yisrael, or else I tell everyone that I know Lashon HaKodesh and you don't know. What we see here is that we know that Yosef, with the Nisayon of Eishes Potifar, was misakin the chet of Adam Nechava. That he resisted the temptation, which means that we know that Adam was pogim in a maisa with Chava because he took her before it was nighttime. As the Ari explains, the only chet of Adam Arishan, of course this is a very big sugya, was not only the fact that he had eaten from Eitz Hadas Avira. There was a chet which preceded that, was that he was only supposed to take Chava as his wife in the nighttime, but because he took her during the daytime, and Chazal even said that the Nachash saw that, and he became jealous, and he was Chaymed Isha, and he was Bo'al Isha. But he wasn't Omin bin Yisayin of Kedusha. But here, Yosef in Mitzrayim, he was Omin bin Yisayin with Eishes Potifar. And with that, he was Zeche to Shivim Lashonis. And he was Misakin the Chet of Adam and Chava, because this Eishes Potifar was like Chava Rishona. Without getting into that, so you know there was two Chavas, yeah? There was a Chava Rishona, who was Chayte, she died, and then there became a Chava Shnia. And that's where Sheis is born from. And the first Chava became the wife of the Satan. Her name is Lamed Yod Lamed Yod Tav, Lil. We don't say the full name. And so here, that Yosef was Omer Ben Yisrael against that Chava Rishona, and now able to overcome the Nachash, which is Paro, because the Torah says, and the Navi says, that Paro is the Tanin, which is one of the names of the seven names of the serpent, of the snake. So this is all in Mekubalim. So Yosef was able to rectify the Misak and the Chet of Adam. And now, how do we see that Tikkun in its full form? That originally the Nachash was able to, so to speak, overcome Adam and Chava from the fact that he spoke Lashon HaKodesh. And now Yosef, who speaks Lashon HaKodesh, is overcoming Paro, which is the Nachash who does not speak Lashon HaKodesh. And in doing so, he's able to ensure that Yaakov, who's the Shufrei de Adam, is able to go back there as he saw, which is like the return of Adam being banished from Gan Eden to now come back into the Gan Eden, and to be buried with Adam in Maras Machpelah. Now fast forward a thousand years again. So the Nes of Purim. The Nes of Purim is rooted in the Maisa which took place with Mordechai and Bigsam Maseresh. The Bigsam Maseresh, they were speaking about assassinating the king. Little did they know that there was a man, Mordechai, who not only spoke Lashon HaKodesh, but because he was part of the Sanhedrin, he also spoke Shivim Lashon, and he was able to understand what they were saying, and because of that, he foiled the plot. So what we see here is the big schok and the big benahapachu of the Nes of Purim. That when it comes to Yosef, and by the way, we know that Mordechai HaTzadik is the nitzitz of Yosef HaTzadik, and the Mekubalim say that Mordechai was Adam, and Haman is the Nachash, Shtein Pasek, Hamina Terminine, as it says, Hamina 8, that he comes from the Gan. So we're seeing history repeat itself once again. But this time, it's not from the fact that Mordechai understands Lashon HaKodesh that he's Nisgaber against someone. It's the fact that he knows Shivim Lashon. And that's the great Vinahapachu of Purim. That's the Marab and Mesimcha of Purim. But from the fact that he knew Shivim Lashon, he was able to overcome Haman. And in doing so, take Bnei Yisrael out of Paras and Madai and to bring them back into Eretz Yisrael, which is like, again, a return to the Gan and to build the Beit HaMikdash. That's what the pasuk says, Vayivada Hadavar LeMordechai, that he knew. It doesn't say that he knew Shivim Lashon, it's Vayivada, Dahainu, going back to the Eitz Hadas Tevera. Vayidava Hadavar LeMordechai. You can even get more specific because Chazal say that, according to one sheet, according to Shmuel, that they wanted to poison Achashverosh by putting a nachash inside his kos, which was also yayin, and the chait was also with yayin. So even if you get into the details, which we're not going into, there's a Zoya, which even takes them even more into detail, but we don't have the Svarim in front of us, and we're short on time. So even in the prati pratim of what took place, we find the similarities and the unfolding, once again, of the whole nace of Adam and Chavadah. So what was the mistake of the Nachash and the mistake of Adam HaRishon as it pertains to Lashon HaKodesh? We'll be very brief. Lashon HaKodesh may have certain skulos by the fact that these are the osios, this is the language which Hashem used to create the world. But just because a person utilizes this Lashon doesn't give him anything. What makes Lashon HaKodesh effective to be a Yoyser Olamos is that a person himself has to be an Ish Kadosh. That's what it means. Tzadik Goyzer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. A person who's a tzadik, because Hashem HaBris, that he's an Ish Kadosh, he's able to use that in order to create worlds. But as soon as Adam HaRishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, he disqualified himself from being such a candidate. And from, even going earlier to that, the fact that he took Chava and he was Poygin Bebris disqualified him from being a person who was able to be a Yoytzar Olamos using Lashon HaKodesh. A person has to be on the Dargah of a Yosef HaTzadik. That because he was Omer Ben Yisrael with Eishes Potifar, he was able to now use the koichos of Lashon HaKodesh, which is why when the brothers come to Mitzrayim, and he says, Ani Yosef, and he comes to bring proof, so the Pasuk says, take a look, Kifiyam Adar Aleichem, I speak Lashon HaKodesh. But that's the right, because he speaks Lashon HaKodesh, you have to go back to the beginning of the Pasuk. Einechem HaRe'ois, it says. See with your own eyes. And Chazal say, he showed them that he was Gemalt, that he had a bris milah. So the Ramban, the Mefarshim, asked, what do you mean? Everybody in Mitzrayim had a bris milah. Didn't Yosef force every single person in Mitzrayim to have a bris? So what was the raya? So the Mefarshim explained, it wasn't just showing them the bris. These were people who were able to see Ruchnias, and they looked at the bris of Yosef, and they saw that he was Shemer bris in Mitzrayim. Oh, he was Shemer bris in Mitzrayim. Einechem harayos, kifi hamadah b'lechem. Now listen to my Lashon HaKodesh. They didn't just stand here and speak Lashon HaKodesh. They saw that he was Omri Ben Yisam, which they thought he wouldn't be able to do. They took away the Ketanis Pasim from him. How was he going to be able to withstand the Nisam with Eishes Potifar? That was supposed to save him, to be Shemer. But once he saw that first, that he was a Shemer Bris, and now listen to my words of Lashon HaKodesh, he said, oh, this is a real Lashon HaKodesh. Oid Yosef Chai. Yosef is still a tzadik of Mitzrayim. That's what it means to have the segulos of Lashon HaKodesh. It means that a person has to be a Bar Hachi, that he has to be an Ish Kadosh, and then it becomes Lashon HaKodesh. And that's Pshat. Bereishis bar elokim, bereishis nami maimer. Chazal say bereishis is the very first maimer that HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened the world with, and every maimer comes from that maimer. And the Zohar says bereishis, which is the dibur of Lashon HaKodesh, which created everything, is also the osios beris esh. The hainu, that bereishis only poil a bar elokim when a person is beris esh. That when he's on fire, then he's shomer beris. That the beris esh, which is the kedushas hapeh, which is called the Bris HaPeh and the Bris HaMar, these two brisos, as we know, that they go together. That's when a person has a school of Lashon HaKodesh. So Memela, you could speak Ivrit and think that you're speaking Lashon HaKodesh. You could speak English, and if you're a Shomer Bris, you have more Shaiches to the Shoresh of Lashon HaKodesh, because the Kedushas HaBris is really the Kayach to Lashon HaKodesh. And it's the fusion of these two things, which is really what it really means, Lashon HaKodesh. Okay.